evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's End, or even watching it tonight.
You're watching it tonight.
All right, stop yelling. Yes, Davin.
I'm very excited that people can watch us now. I'm sure people aren't that excited as I am, but
can I get through this before you start yapping?
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, Davin's dope.
Davin's dope. That's what you just
said. We got Compound Joe. Lord help us all. Yes, Davin's End, the show that is better than being verbally assaulted by a comedian or Joe Curry.
Or Joe Curry, guys.
If you'd like to join us, the number is 877-962-6846, 877-962-6846, or 877-YO-ANTHONY. You can also participate in the Davin's Den chat room on davincomedy.com. Joe will be manning that. Or the Live from the Compound chat room on Ustream. That will be manned by Pip Helix. I'm your host, Davin Roseblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hi, how are you?
Pip Helix.
Hi.
And the man running around the compound somewhere, he might be on with us later on, Anthony Cumia.
Yay.
Yes.
That's what Anthony sounds like after a hangover. Yay!
Yay!
All right. Before we get started with our little show, we want to thank everybody who tuned in on Tuesday night on one of our affiliates, Levyland, which is an internet radio show. We had over 5,000 views on Levyland.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
And in a little while, we expect a call in from comedian Rich Voss. And he's going to be calling to discuss his latest TV appearance on ABC. He was on the show, What Would You Do? And rumor has it, and by rumor I mean Rich has pretty much said himself on Facebook, he was not thrilled with how that was edited and came out. So Rich is going to be on to discuss that with us. Most of you know Rich Voss. If you don't, you know him from the Opie and Anthony radio show, NBC's Last Comic Standing. He's been on HBO, Comedy Central. Rich has a ton of TV credits, and this was his latest one. So we're going to be talking to Rich in a little while.
I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say about how the whole thing was done.
Yeah.
Because I watched that video clip very carefully to see what could possibly be wrong in my eyes, and I'm wondering what he had a problem with.
Well, I don't think, and I don't want to speak for Rich, and we'll actually show the whole clip to everybody.
Right.
I don't think Rich was shown poorly at all.
No, I didn't
either. I don't think so either.
But I think the message that the whole piece conveys, I think, might be the issue that Rich has.
Yeah.
And we'll let Rich get into it. But as far, Rich did exactly what he was instructed to do in my eyes, unless he's going to tell us something different. But yeah, I mean, Rich didn't look bad at all on that. But he's a comedian. He's been doing this a long time, and I'm sure he considers this an art, and I'm sure there's certain expectations he has and certain respects he would like to be given to the art form.
Absolutely.
So we'll talk to Rich about that in a little bit. Again, if you guys want to call, the number is 877-962-6846. I don't want to do a whole big political debate tonight because I'm just not into that right now.
Besides, those two have been doing enough of that.
Romney and Obama?
Yeah.
But, I was thinking about this the other day because I think that Election Day should be a national holiday.
How so?
Well, I mean, you close everything down, get people off, because the kids are already off from school.
Right.
So now parents have to arrange to take care of their kids and everything. And we have such a low voter turnout in this country because people are working one job, two job, then they have to get home to their families and everything. A lot of times people can't vote. I mean, I know you could do it early, but a lot of times people aren't going to do that. Most other countries do have Election Day as a national holiday.
It's kind of strange that we don't. Now that you're saying that, it is strange.
I mean, it's one of the greatest accomplishments that this country has, these free elections. That, there's never riots in the street when your guy doesn't win, no matter how upset you may be. And it just makes sense that we should shut it down because it's a hardship now. I mean, for parents, your kids are off and you got to take care of them. And also just from an economic standpoint, you could have election day sales and everything. Whenever you have these holidays, there's a lot of business takes place.
That's they're going to have election day sales.
Well,
I would argue that these guys are already off for sale. But now you can get your mattresses on sale.
I just speaking of mattresses, I have to jump in for a second. Mother Trucker is in the chat room.
Hello, Mother Trucker.
Hi, Mother Trucker.
And says, Joe, are you watching porn?
No, I'm bringing up our links, just pushing our links on that.
Taking care of a little bit of business. Well, I see both of Joe's hands. What are you seeing, Mother Trucker?
Well, they're just seeing him very busy on the laptop and wondering what's going
on
in his lap.
There's streaks on the camera. Anthony comes in all pissed off. I didn't think he could shoot it that far. I'm sorry. I had no idea.
But I also have to point out that somebody else in the chat room said something that I don't understand, and maybe somebody could shed some light on this. He comes in, and Bicycle Mark says, Louis Beans.
Louis Beans.
What does that mean?
One time, Rich had read a script, which Chaz Palminteri, with the Bronx Tale. And they actually had him in the studio, and Rich read one of the scenes with Chaz. And the guy's character was Louis Beans.
Thank you.
You're like the Anthropopedia.
I know.
Which I think is actually a website.
Well, now that I asked it, Mother Shucker came in with it, too. And Bicycle Mark is very excited that Rich is going to be on.
Yes.
Well, we're excited, too. Now, all he has to do is just do what he agreed to do and call in. And we can all be excited together. So, yeah, Rich is going to be calling. So, you guys agree with me? Election Day should be a holiday?
I think that, it should be.
Yeah, it should be. It should be.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's completely the low voter turnout is completely because people don't have the day off. I think a lot of it has to do with, this is sad, but voter apathy.
Right, it is. But there are people that do want to vote.
And can't get there.
You got to juggle your schedule to get there.
Well, by law, there is laws that an employer has to abide by to let you vote.
Of course. But Joe, you could speak to this better than I could. I mean, you know, your boss is breathing down your neck. He's already pissed off at you for a job you didn't do. Well, not that you didn't do a job well, but whatever. Your boss is pissed off at you for something. You don't want to ask, even though you have every right to ask.
Right.
You know, people aren't going to do that. Plus, people have deadlines.
Yeah,
sure, you could take off, but you're just going to have to make sure this gets done. And I don't see how you're going to do it on time. I mean,
just be in two places at once, bastard.
Just close it fucking down. We have, like, Columbus Day off.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm very glad that Columbus discovered a country that was already here. Very excited about that. I'm sure the Native Americans feel the same way. It's a big day at the casino for them.
Not even a casino with that. What's that lending company now? Lending. The money's expensive. Because you took our land and killed our people.
And now we're going to rape you for monetarily for doing that.
You even have, like, tom-toms in the back of their
head. I know.
They don't care.
I know. I'm really, like, really.
Because the natives don't have a good, strong voting bloc.
I'm like, you're pandering to what people, you know.
You're pandering to a stereotype.
A stereotype. And so
we certainly are.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's like, let's say there was a lending company in Harlem. We sure got some money, y'all. Yeah, the money may be expensive, loan and all, but you can
pay
it back.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
It's the same thing.
Nobody's
same
lending
thing.
Money to black people. Cut it out, Joe.
And I guess you would carry that further and say no black people are lending any money to anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's not true. There's pimps.
They don't lend money.
A trick has to buy a new outfit once in a while, don't she? That ass ain't going to sell itself, not with all that mileage on it.
That beats your ass.
And once again, a completely sophisticated topic that's been ruined by me.
That's what we do. That's what we do best. Take sophisticated topics. Topics. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
You're running right into the gutter.
Absolutely. So, Joe, what's going on with you? Anything exciting?
Oh, let's see. I'm getting ready to spend a nice weekend with my wife. My anniversary was last week, and I was a prick. I had to take a gig and go up to Connecticut last week.
You talked about this on Tuesday.
You asked me what's new. The fucking twin. What have we done in one day? I sailed the seven seas.
I'm not fucking.
I saved children from a burning building. Jesus Christ, the show is Tuesday. What do you want me to do? How exciting of a Wednesday could I have had?
I don't know. Something could have happened.
God almighty. Yes, I fought crime. I went around in my my Honda Element and fought crime on Wednesday. Just so I'd have something.
I don't know if the Honda Element's really a crime-fighting vehicle. I don't know if it's aerodynamic enough. Now, true, you could probably put a couple of bad guys in the back of a Honda.
Yeah,
and it's very roomy.
We put a bunch of shitty comics in the front and sent them out to frickin' Michigan.
Yes, we've done that. But that's not often. That's not a supermobile. That's a stupid mobile. And there's a difference, Joe.
Right.
So nothing's happened with you.
No. And how exciting was your Wednesday?
Yeah, pretty much that's what it boils down to.
Well, my wasn't exciting. That's why I thought I would discuss the Election Day thing. I came prepared.
Oh.
I had a lot of it. I had a lot of exciting things to discuss on Tuesday. You missed all of it. I'm the Spooge and the Ferris wheel while we were stuck.
I was stuck in traffic.
You certainly were.
Yeah, you were.
All right, Pip, hopefully you have something non-ass related to me.
Pip's ass was on the fritz. Oh.
Yeah, it was, and we talked about that big time on Tuesday. No, you know what? Nothing. I'm on the mend,
the
and there's... Nothing has really happened in between. Certainly nothing to compare to that.
Oh, it's not coming through?
What's all right,
you're a smart man. All right, I'll fix that.
Oh, by the way, in the chat room,
Donnie.
They're asking, what's up with the Scream? That's our sponsor.
Yes.
SMA Success Martial Arts.
SMA Martial Arts.
Yeah. We don't talk about martial arts unless the sensei from Success, easy for me to say, Success Martial Arts comes in and demonstrates,
there
we've tried.
Yes. Wait, why isn't that working now?
Hitting boards.
Yeah, and breaking hands on bricks. That was really nice.
So how exciting was your Wednesday?
No, you know what? Really nothing to report. I'm, you know, same old, same old. We are the most boring Wednesday people ever, apparently.
Mm.
You and I.
Yeah.
We did nothing.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what I did yesterday. That is really scary. Well, I can't remember what I did yesterday.
You're grabbing me like it is. Oh my god.
No, I am. I'm like, Joe, help me. Help me through this moment.
I did something.
Where the hell am I? You have to orient me. Are you alert and oriented? Yes. Which they ask you when you're in some kind of like a hospital situation. And it's like, no, apparently I'm not, because I have no idea what I did yesterday. God.
Wow. All right, guys, okay. Fucking Phil, I got that.
That's what we've been doing. We're working on it. So
do you decorate in your front yard for Halloween?
Well, let's see. What we do is my wife, not really, because my wife will put a pumpkin out front. We named it Herb.
Do you carve its guts out before you name it, or do you just put it out?
The thing is, see, a lot of people put fake spiders up. I got a real spider.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a real spider. We have this spider. He's the size of a police dog with 8 legs.
Great.
And he lives at the front of my porch.
Oh.
His name is Hank.
Wait, you name all the creatures?
I name everything. I named it Hank.
Right.
And every time I come out, Hank runs up his wet and hides in a ball like a cancer being a shy boy. And I'm like, who's a good boy? And then I watch.
You talk to the spider like you talk to cats.
Yeah. And
where's your tail? Whose tail is it?
Yeah, like whose spindly legs are those? Whose web is that? And he built this big web, and he catches all sorts of shit in the thing. And, I go over what his breakfast habits are.
But this is great because it's like you don't even have to decorate for Halloween because it just happened naturally.
Yeah, right.
We have one of those big-ass spiders in front of our house, too. What's going on? I guess it's the weather or something. They all suck to the front of everybody's house under the gutters, and they're just like, yep, good eating here, staying there. And I haven't decorated yet.
Really?
Oh, well, we've completely scared the host out of the room.
Your cards and letters have been working.
I think it's us, Joe.
No. So, are you a big Halloween person?
Oh God, yeah. But I haven't gotten out and really, really decorated because I can't just like jam a couple of pumpkins out there and be satisfied. I have to do the whole damn thing.
Really?
Yeah, and I sort of hate doing it bit by bit and having it like get bigger and bigger.
Right.
I like having a day and doing the whole thing.
Right.
And we like scary.
Right.
We like my husband and I go out and. Unfortunately, he's going to have to work on Wednesday, so he's not going to be able to help me as much as he usually does for the trick-or-treat kids, because he would stand in the doorway and wear this the mask like Hannibal Lecter and wear a hat and be really creepy, and the kids would be so concentrated on how freaky he is, they wouldn't notice me dressed up, crawling through the bushes and stuff to come over and scare the crap out of them.
Right.
And what's really funny is that when the kids scream and yell and cry, the parents stand at the curb and piss themselves laughing. They're so cruel. They're just like, that's great.
You know what's in her card now?
What?
You know how there's usually a fucking
horde? Oh, there's a big skeleton head that goes.
It's like a horde of Halloween shit.
I showed him.
But it's like 3 years ago.
Well, no, it's not. It's not.
It certainly is. It's seasonal hoarding. Seasonal hoarding, yes, that's what it is.
My back
is
full.
She comes with her own fucking black cats.
I do.
How many black cats you?
3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we do. Well, it happens organically.
I think 3 blacks is enough for a gang.
They do gang up on me when it's feeding time. That's for sure. But
kitties.
But the one who had her leg amputated, Stumpy, is not quite as...
Stumpy.
Yeah, Stumpy is not quite the brawler she once was with just the tripod going on.
It's like an old sailor. I'll kick all your asses.
You should get the cat a peg leg. That'd be fucking awesome.
Oh,
and then the other cats could use it as a scratching post.
I put a little eye patch over the cat.
Yeah, there's no reason for your cat not to be festive.
Dress her up like a little pirate.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're selfish not to.
I know, I really am a beast.
You inhuman bitch. How can you do that? God, woman.
That's so great.
Yeah. So, all right,
you back?
No, yeah, I'm back. We're good.
Be sort of back.
I was thinking, let's intro this piece for Rich, and then let's play the video clip.
Okay.
And we can discuss it, and Rich can call him whenever, in the next few minutes.
Nice.
So, basically, Rich was on ABC, Rich Voss, I'm talking about Rich Voss, was on ABC's What Would You Do? Basically, the whole premise of the bit was, what would you do if you were sitting in the audience of a comedy club, and a comedian started berating audience members? Would you get up and walk out? Would you fight with the comic? Would you kick his ass? So Rich was put in the position as an insult comic at Stand Up New York, and you kind of feel bad for Rich because as a comic, when things go bad, you know when to take your foot off the gas and just move on. But I'm guessing Rich's marching orders are you're gonna fucking go till the end with this shit. So this is the piece that Rich.
For Comics in the
yes, it
news.
We find it on the net. All right, Pip, you want to hit that?
Sure. Not that.
When you get that, I'm going to transition. I'm going to make it full screen.
Okay.
We're learning the equipment. There we go.
Well, actually, and also we have these...
first, enjoy the commercial.
Yeah, first, the stupid commercial.
I know.
Once the commercial goes off, I'm going to...
First kid? Every
first kid? Not if I can help it. I'm going to get some other guys trapped.
Second.
I'm a Republican. I'm going to have every fucking kid.
That's right.
No, it's how relaxed she is now. She's just breastfeeding in the middle of the restaurant like, screw yeah, with the boob.
Not only was it rape, it was a legitimate rape. The good kind.
Like I have a referee there with a big R on his shirt. I'm the rape referee.
All right, here we go.
The rape referee.
Stand-up audiences pile into comedy clubs all over the country to get the
gig. Go full screen on that, Pip. Or don't. Don't worry about it.
And they ask me for ID. I go, are you telling me other people are trying to put money in my account?
And of course, comics are never shy about making the audience part of the act. Let's go.
Nice crowd. We got people from all over the place. How you doing, sir? What was Lincoln like as a president?
That's a great line.
They go wild over, wear each other's glasses.
But what happens when giggles turn to gas? We're setting up shop at one of the hottest comedy clubs in the country, Stand Up New York, to find out.
When comedy goes too far, what would you do?
Just your girlfriend? Really? What website do you meet her on? Holy Jesus. Did you meet her when you
Where
were
Where did our
mom?
Picture go?
Did you hear that?
Doesn't
Did you meet her when you were in Nam?
Yeah, that's a great.
It's not showing up on the
and
screen.
The couple he's insulting are working for us.
Don't try this at home.
We're watching it all on.
Enjoy the audio.
So, will anyone stand up to this?
It's not playing.
Stand up comic.
The audio.
You fix all your clothes for like a nickel an hour, right? Let me ask you this: when you get mad at him, do you call him round eye?
The racist jokes fly. And at this one table, the applause and laughter just keep coming. But as the insults go on and on, the rest of the room goes silent.
If you're drunk, you could have her drive, because if the cops pull over and say, open your eyes, you could say, they are.
Most of the audience is uncomfortable.
Because
this woman is compelled to say something.
It's uncomfortable.
So they don't come around. These guys aren't rolling.
He bombed you at Pearl Harbor, and you're not upset about it.
These are the comics' only supporters, and they turn into a cheering.
Hi, everybody.
Chief,
how are you, people?
The only ones on your side.
There it is.
There we go. That's what we want. We thought you would know. Hi, everyone. It's a cameo.
It's the highest paid engineer in radio. Thank you.
He's very good.
It's Cameo Kumia. And a million penises went stiff at that sight.
Let them listen.
No, we can take the stereotype. That's what makes us laugh.
But what if you're the type of person who can't...
Listen, I'm Puerto Rican. You're a... You're white. Listen, everybody loves everybody.
That bitch should kick your ass.
Is every subject fair game? Recently, Comedy Central star Daniel Tosh answered that question the hard way.
Comedian and host of the TV show Tosh.0 seems to be in some hot water after he made a rape joke during a stand-up set.
So, once again, in another show, we asked Rich to attack our actors.
Is this your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Are you serious? She's 12. She's not, like, from a service maybe.
Is he talking
like,
to Ann?
Yeah, right.
Did she do your nails? Is that the reason?
You know.
It's kind of weird. I see an old man with...
The laughter stops, and the crowd bites back.
No, wait a second. Whoa, hold on.
Move on.
Move on.
No.
It's a comedy club. Listen.
All right, you'll break it?
There they go. They're getting up to much break.
Okay.
The audience starts walking out, and it's our cue to walk in.
Hi, ladies, hold on. Usually he's not this mean. Okay,
he got a little uncomfortable for me, and I've been in a lot of uncomfortable situations. That one was kind of rough.
How about you, sir? What did you think? You were pretty upset.
Well, yeah. Where I come from, we don't follow good behavior, so I didn't know if I should.
Where you come from, she'd have sore assholes.
What do you hope people learn from this, watching this show?
You're going to be on the show next, Joe.
You guys were ready to walk out. It was a mass exodus here.
You would think Devin and Joe were doing the show.
At our last show, we replaced our first couple with these two plus-size actresses. So will anyone come to their defense?
There's two fat white chicks right here. I'm sorry. Are you guys friends?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys meet at the buffet? Why? I'm just asking.
Once again, the cocktail tables turn.
Where you from?
New York.
New York. What part? Albany? Where there's more space?
Most of the audience is reluctant to challenge Rich.
And you see spaghetti running down your face.
Oh my God. Can you just move on, please?
But then this one young lady bravely comes to the defense of our actors.
Well, because she started.
Why did you step on stage?
Wait. I didn't insult everybody, just these two. How many people, by a round of applause, like that?
The audience danced together. Some even insult our insult comic.
I do sing. How many people want to complain to the manager? If you want to complain,
I'm John Quinones. This is all part of the TV show, What Would You Do?
JPEG. I want to get a picture of Rich up here.
Oh,
before,
sure.
Before we go. But, Joe, what'd you think watching that?
I think he wrote the script. Well, we'll find out from Rich. I think they wrote the script a little heavy-handed for Rich to deliver.
He did deliver it very well, though.
It was hysterical.
I mean, I don't know how much of that was acting.
Yeah.
But
the thing that really gets me, he had that one uppity broad. The one that's like where the host goes, you're an inspiration. No, you're not an inspiration. You're the problem, where you go out and you do a show, you have a whole audience of people that are really enjoying themselves, and this one asshole has to bring everything down. And that's and you know what? Why don't they have, what would you do when there's a drunken asshole in the audience that won't
that's
shut
up? Well, that's a different thing. What would you do is the comic takes a beating. Yeah. I can't find the pictures. What? We didn't put the new shit in the folder.
We missed a step.
Oh, well, I'm glad it wasn't my fuck up for a change.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean...
Yeah, I'm getting all of that, but anyway.
What it's encouraging is that it's right to engage the comedian.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do that at Broadway if somebody misses a fucking dance move. You don't see somebody fucking pirouetting in the third... If Voss was on.
Yeah.
Shocking that would happen to Rich. No, Rich is very good at that.
He's one of the best around. He's hysterical.
I think that's probably Rich right now. I hope it's Rich right now. Let me reach across your arm, Anthony.
All right.
Please enjoy my balls grazing across your elbow.
Great.
Hello, you're on Davin's Den.
Hello, it's Boss.
Hey, Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Good, how's it going?
Good.
We just watched your clip. We were admiring your work and everything, and we were talking about before what you were upset about, and my argument, and we're going to get into really why you're upset, but my argument was you actually did a really good job in what you were supposed to do, and as far as being a performer, they showed you in a good light. But I know you have been upset by this. The first thing I want to ask you, Rich, is how did ABC approach you to do this? I mean, what was their sales pitch to get you to do this?
They put something in my drink and then tied me to a post, and as they were raping me, they said...
You act like it was forcible.
What's that?
I said you act like the rape was forcible.
No, it was... gave my consent. And as they were pulling out, shooting all over my back, they said, would you like to do this show? And I go, of course. The club called me, Stand Up New York, and said they're looking for this thing. And I was kind of hesitant about it. I actually talked to a couple of comic friends.
What were you hesitant? What was your hesitant about? So that was your gut feeling. What were you? What was making you?
Because I'm very pro freedom of speech. I'm very pro comedian,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to show in any way that the audience has any power, really, other than getting up and leaving. That's the power the audience has, is to get up and leave.
And the interesting thing about this piece, that's the one time, that's where they jumped in, where people were actually responding the proper way, that you respond to somebody who's not, you don't like what they're saying, walking out. That's when they jumped in. They were letting these people have their, get their barbs out on you, get their rocks off. So.
Well, I mean, one thing about that show, and I guess with every piece they do on that show, it is a little over-exaggerated. I mean, obviously, you know, I do crowd work, but I'm not going to attack somebody like that. And usually when you attack somebody, they're responding, so it's going back and forth.
And also, I've seen you work. We've worked together. And I think most comics do not go at an audience member in a nasty way, unprovoked. What you were firing back is when somebody starts with you in a normal situation.
Yeah, it was kind of Jay Rich. It's Joe Curry. I've worked with you plenty of times. You know, it seemed like, you know, you were kind of, they kind of jaded you where you were going right off heavy-handed when it's, you know, not really the way you do it, you know?
Yeah, well, the first thing I told them is, and I don't even remember the piece. I saw it for a few minutes.
Hey, you should have checked out our show. You were just on.
What's that?
I said you should have checked out our show. We just showed the clip.
Well, what I said to them is, you know, I need a reason first to go after them, you know. So I had the girls on the cell phone,
mm-hmm.
you know, interrupting. So, I mean, I can't just start attacking. And I don't remember even if they...
They didn't show that. No, they didn't show that at all. They just showed you getting nasty with people.
And, yeah, I mean, it's obviously over-exaggerated. No, there's no way that, and when I do crowd work, listen, if I'm talking to you, I don't mind you talking back.
Right.
I don't like in any circumstance an audience member thinking, you know, hey, look at me, I want to be a part of your show. Go fuck yourself. You know, first of all, you know, just because you didn't get validated in life, don't use my show. Okay, you know, and I wrote an article about this in some magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, I'm not here to validate your existence just because your parents didn't, so shut your fucking mouth, you know, pretty girl or new couple or bachelorette party or bachelor party. I don't want to hear it, you know. Mm-hmm. Shut up. I had people phone out the other night, and right from the beginning, because I could read if people are going to be trouble.
Yeah.
I know. I could tell. Like,
well,
you know.
Sure. I mean, that's what an experienced comic can do.
Yeah.
An experienced comic can read a room, talk to these people, don't talk to these
people.
Once you see people are starting to get pissed off, an experienced comic is going to move on to somebody else. You don't want to waste your time just saying nasty shit to somebody. You got prepared material that you want to get to.
No. Like when I did, you know, I mean, I make sure, I can do my shit for an hour without talking.
Right.
To, you know, laying down with my eyes closed on a couch. Or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I get enough. What I was upset about during the interview was they, you know, I mean, during the taping, they interviewed me and asked, mm-hmm. you know, when does a comic go too far? And I said, I go never. I go too far for one person, it's not far enough for the next. I said, when does a rap band go too far? When does a movie go too far? Mm-hmm. I go, there's not too far. There's, you know, do research, know who you're going to see, and then you won't be shocked and you won't be upset. You know, if you like this type of humor and you go to see that, you know, hey, you don't like it, well, get up, get the fuck out. Nobody, yeah. You know what I mean?
And they didn't show any of that stuff.
No, and they were going to show it. They were going to. Mm-hmm. And then they called me. And, you know, the producer of the show, he was honest. He goes, look, I'll do everything I can. You know, he goes, it's TV. You know, and I know it too. You know, I've done specials.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Here come the credits. Hi, Rich. This is Anthony. I've worked with you too.
I know.
He's not impressed either.
There, you know, I'm probably cleaning a gun.
It's helicopter night here at the compound.
Or patting her on her head, saying, "Go finish your homework."
Let me stop you right there, Rich. Let me say, you don't know Anthony at all. He doesn't give a shit if they finish their homework.
No.
Grades don't matter to Ant.
The thing is, you don't need what it's out of your hand. Anthony, they know there's nothing you can do when they say, well, this is what we want.
So you knew. You in the back of your head, you knew that this was a good possibility, that despite your best efforts, they were going to create the story that they want.
Of course I knew. Of course I knew. But also, too, in the back of my head, I said, you know, anything can go wrong with a TV taping. So, I mean, of course, yeah, that's what my concern was. That's why I had comics there watching me. So I had proof that I did do the interview, that I did do, stand up for my beliefs, you know. Mm-hmm. So I didn't just, you know.
Well, I mean, if this was real life, it would have been on YouTube with a flip phone. Yeah. This is fucking real.
Yeah. And I mean, I have a bit where this, during the TV taping, this black lady started heckling me. There's over 2 million views.
Mm-hmm.
But they only show the good part of me smashing her. They don't show how uncomfortable it got.
You said in the interview that when the host came out, you felt like an anvil was lifted off you. How uncomfortable? I mean, you looked uncomfortable. I mean, you played the part great, but...
It took me out of my element. I mean, I know how to do groundwork and I know how to attack somebody, but I don't just attack when they're not coming at me. It's basically just, you know, it's being bullies like Open Anthony are. They're just bullies.
I won't deny it.
The whole setting of the scene, the room was too lit. You know, it wasn't mm-hmm. a comedy feel. You know, and they didn't give me enough time up front to get the audience on my side.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. If you're going to be aggressive as a comic, that you need the vast majority of the audience on your side. Otherwise, it's like that El Kabong video and you're just hitting somebody over the head with a guitar.
Yes. No, I know. I mean, it was, look, this is, it's their show. This is how they want to produce. All these shows are produced. Watch every reality show on television. Do you think that's real? You don't think they did that scene four times, five times? You know, you think when these housewives are arguing, you don't think they do that on, they do it on the first take?
No, I don't, Richard.
None of it's real, man.
Oh, you're ruining TV for me.
A lot of the people watching TV have no clue what a comic is all about and what a comedy club atmosphere like that is about. So all they think is the comic goes up there, rips the audience apart, and everyone cracks up. But unless you have that, you know, you win the audience over first, they're just going to hate the guy that just picks on the audience for no
reason. But see, you just touched on something which I think is the real problem with the piece. There is
a girl.
Not the problem with that piece.
No, the perception, this is true, and Rich is in the clubs, Joe's in the clubs. People are afraid to go to clubs, see live comedy. People are afraid to sit in the front row or go to the bathroom even because they think the comic is just going to pick on them for no reason, and then this piece reinforces that, unfortunately.
Yeah, it does. I mean, listen, there's so many stereotypes, and I mean, that's all, you know, hey, when you were attacking somebody or when I'm fucking with somebody, people come up to me, oh, you guys do this all the time? Yeah, I travel with that jackass around the country. You know, people are stupid no matter what. The piece isn't, to me, first of all, the piece isn't going to help or hurt comedy in any way. It's just another dumb comedy.
No, comedy club owners will do that. They'll hurt it themselves.
Actually, Rich, this is Pip Helix. I've never worked with you. And I was just wondering two things. Just as a viewer, I didn't think that it encouraged people to believe that, you know, all comedians are going to rip you apart because the second half of it was John Quinones coming out and saying, no, he's not really mean. This doesn't really happen exactly this way, but we wanted to see what you would do if it did. And so I don't think that it would make people afraid, although I have seen people, you know, just going out with my girlfriends and things, everybody's afraid to sit in the front row.
Did they do a good job, though, of explaining, like, this isn't how this goes in comedy clubs, or we just wanted to see what your reaction was?
They didn't do it on the piece. They didn't do it on ABC.
As you've all done comedy or stand-ups, I mean, I did it for a while, but I haven't done it in a long time. But I mean, I think that I can be the most objective to say that I thought that they did do a good job of saying this isn't really what goes on. And because
I thought they did a good job of saying Rich isn't really this big of an asshole.
Yes.
I don't think they
lied.
It's ABC.
They also didn't show what would escalate, what would get the situation to escalate to that point. People being rude. People
which is what Rich was talking about.
Which, and people don't understand that. Where we go out, I mean, I forfeited pay one night because I got into a situation like that. But that was
The club insisted.
Yeah, but that was after about 40 minutes of getting it to that point, you know?
You know what? Here's the thing. No piece can explain an art, can explain comedy. No right. piece can. Even if they played my interview, people would still read it wrong or read it the way they want to see it or see it the way they want to, you know, or feel, you know, what they want to feel about it,
mm-hmm.
okay? You can't explain. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't explain comedy. It's like golf. You never have the same
shot. But the shows, unfortunately, the network shows that you've been a part of don't really give, like, a real image of what comedy is. Like, Last Comic Standing, they had comics performing in a laundromat in the middle of the day. I mean, it just...
But here's the thing. Let me tell you something. That was the first season. If you want to get into that show, I can. But there is places like that. Comics, new comics, will go on pretty much anywhere they fucking can.
No, that's true. You're right.
Okay. So there has been shows in Lauderdale. That's where they got the dumb idea from. You know, there has been.
Yeah, but you guys are all professionals. I mean, it would have been, I don't want to rehash Last Comic Standing. It's from forever.
9 years ago, but go ahead. Listen. You know, when you're doing a network or reality show, like you're saying, you're trying to do a TV show.
Right, and that's what they do.
It would be fucking boring if you weren't doing stupid stuff like that.
I don't know. It'd be kind of nice if, like, there was, like, a Last Comic Standing version of, like, American Idol, where it was just, like, competition. But whatever, that's near the
end. Are you kidding me? Do you watch The X Factor? Do you know how fucking produced that show is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea all the packages and segments that are produced? It's probably the biggest produced contest show I've ever seen.
Really? Well, that would be a horrible thing for comedians.
Idol. They're all produced.
Listen, I don't think television...
That's the one in a wheelchair, really? You would get picked? You know what I mean? No, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm pro-fat people in a wheelchair.
Well, who isn't? That way they can't eat as much. It's harder to reach.
But, you know, the thing is, it's television, it's entertainment, it's all bullshit. The only real thing is coming into a club.
Right. Well, that's what it is. I think TV actually hurts comedy at this point, because even the best sets, listen, I've worked with you, I've seen you live, I've seen your specials. Yeah. It doesn't compare. There's nothing better than live comedy.
I won't do stand up on television now.
And we thank you.
I won't do stand up like this because you can't do what you want to do. Unless I'm doing a special.
Right.
I'm not doing the Kilbourne show, and I have no.
He can't do the Kilbourne show because he doesn't have one anymore.
What's his name? Ferguson, you know, those
guys.
Okay.
You're dating yourself there. Jack Parr.
I don't want to do like a Letterman or Leno. To me, unless I was doing panel, you know, the kind of shows I like to do are like, you know, Red Eye or when Joy Behar, even though I don't agree with her politics, where you sit down and you know, and just discuss or topics or current events or something. You know, stand up on TV is horrible because you're not allowed. My friend is doing a show tonight. He's taping, and they, you know, took out a bit that he said, "White people like to shop at Whole Foods." Well, you can't do that. Well, why the fuck can't you do that?
Why not?
You know what I mean? So even when you're doing a special, which I'm sure you guys someday might have the chance to.
There was a backhanded compliment with a dagger.
I'm not offended. No someday.
But even when you do that, you're going over your shit. You're taking out shit. You know, when we did Comics Anonymous with me, Bobby Kelly, Norton, and Mikey D, you know, they called me and said, what do you want in and what do you want out? And exactly what I told them I did not want in that special and what I wanted kept in, they did just the opposite. They put in what I didn't want and took out what I did want. So, you know, unless you're sitting in the editing booth or unless you're Louis C.K., who's editing his own show, you're pretty much in every aspect of television comedy.
If you voice your displeasure, you actually seem kind of at peace with the ABC piece. I mean, I know
I don't give a fuck about it. What are you kidding me? When I went to the bank and cashed the check,
so you would do it again. You would do it again.
What's that?
You would do it again.
Well, I would do it different. I would do it different. So I would know how to manipulate it more the way I wanted it.
What could you have done differently? You know? I mean, you got to call the fat chicks fat. You got to make fun of the old guy and the Asian. I mean, that's what they're telling you to do. What could you do differently, Rich?
Actually, I don't know. I would have to think. I would say to them, I need more time to win the crowd over. You know, I didn't know I was going to only have, you know, the second I got up there, you know, there's a thing in my ear. Okay, go after him.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, they were probably union cameramen and all. They had to get off the clock.
The lighting would have been different. It would have been more of a comedy club. There wasn't a comedy club atmosphere, even though there was regular audience members.
Right.
It was too bright. You could tell something was going on. Cameramen were sitting in the fucking audience in the back.
Oh, God.
So pay no attention to the camera.
It didn't have the feel, you know.
Right.
So it wasn't really a true test because...
And I would ask for more money. That's what I would do just like
that. I
was just curious about something, Rich. The people that were in the back clapping when everybody else was getting upset that you were going after the Asian woman, were they actually your friends? Because that's how they portrayed it.
No, I never... No, the Spanish ladies?
Yeah.
The lesbians? I didn't have any friends. My friends, there were some comics in the doorway that were there. I think DeRosa came down and a couple other guys.
The comics were talking to the executives. How can we get a special?
Yeah. Yeah. Who can we insult?
But you really didn't know that lady?
No.
I didn't think she knew it by watching.
Here's the only thing. There's two things. One, there was a black guy that was laughing his ass off, which was so funny. It was so uncomfortable that he was laughing.
Because you've never seen a black man laugh?
It was great because the meaner I got, the harder he laughed.
great.
And what was the other thing that pissed me off? Oh, like when that late, there was two black ladies in the audience and they said, you stink or this and that.
Yeah.
That, I would never take that in the club. You have no idea.
No, you actually said, I do stink. You actually backed down and said, I do.
Tear them apart. Yeah.
Right.
I would never have taken I would have said, well, then get up. And like I said, the only recourse an audience has, audience member, if they don't like it, is to leave and complain. You're not going to win. You're not going to beat a comic.
Right.
Yeah.
So just leave. You don't stand up at a Broadway show and yell to everybody, this sucks, come on. You know, how arrogant are you just because you don't like something you think the whole audience does in life? So follow me. Go fuck yourself. That doesn't happen at a movie. You know what? Only in comedy clubs do people try to get the whole audience to leave with them. Hey, come on, this guy stinks. No, I stink to you. Whenever somebody in the audience goes, you suck, I go, wait, let's put it, if they say, in my opinion, you suck, that doesn't bother me.
Right.
Okay, that's your opinion. If you go, you suck, well, hey, that's different because there's, if the room's packed, there's eight other people that think differently.
You know, Rich, through editing, there's nothing you could have done that would have changed anything. They have their agenda, and in the editing room, they could do whatever they want to make it fit what they needed for that show. And going into it even, look, we joke around, but Rich, you're not stupid when it comes to that. You know that when they edit, they're going to do what they need to do.
Yes, I'm 100% aware
of
that.
So why were you so surprised?
Well, no, I wasn't. So I wasn't surprised at all. I wasn't. I know, but I, the worst, I know that I'm not going to look bad as a cop.
No, I thought you—I thought you looked good as far as portraying the character you had to portray.
Well, the worst thing that could happen, which was the worst thing, is some people get the opinion that the audience has power, and that's what I, from the beginning. But I talked, you know, I talked to comics that I respect and you respect, and I go, "Did you actually do this?" They go, "What? Who gives a fuck?"
Any comic, any comic would say, "Do it."
Gives a fuck.
How many zeros? Yeah, go do it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And you know, I mean, these are comics that Anthony,
either one,
Opie, would go, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to say their name. They say, "Yeah, who gives a fuck?" The only one who said I wouldn't do it is DeRosa. He goes, "Nah, I don't know if I take a chance." He's the only one who said,
I don't
scared of cats.
See, I don't think you as a comedian had anything to lose. I don't think so either. And like I said, the one thing they did make it clear that you were just playing a character.
Right.
And you were likable.
No, go ahead.
If he was likable, it is a character.
My career as a comic, you can't hurt his career any more than it's been hurt.
No, you're doing a great job of ruining it.
Jesus. The only thing I didn't want to do, which built up over many years, was lose any respect amongst other comics.
Well, when you don't have any, Rich, it's very hard to lose.
Rich just sets him up.
You're doing fucking internet radio.
No, that was Anthony. He's doing real radio.
In your house.
In my house.
That wasn't me. I wasn't attacking you. That was Anthony.
You fucking lonely drunk. You want to do a show?
It always hurts the most when it's true.
Rich, you're peg me. Gotta give him that.
Nobody's gonna argue with that.
I tell you, the one thing that pissed me off is when you were goofing on those two fat chicks, the other woman that stood up and started yelling at you, the host called her an inspiration. No, part of the problem.
No, really? Because she started crying?
Yeah.
I'm an EMT. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, tell your story walking.
What does that got to do with it?
Tell your story walking. Because basically when you do a show, like you'll do a show in front of maybe, 250 people or something like that, and if there's one person like that, that's the person that will fuck you up, that'll complain to the booker and stuff like that. And then this guy's going, "You're an inspiration." No, you should have a crowbar put in your ass, thrown out the door.
Now, how do you know that, Joe, doing a show in front of 250 people?
From what I've heard. I'm talking about it. Somebody has to seat those folks.
Something else that I was going to say that kind of pissed me off, the inspiration. Now I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
I know the pressure of internet radio is too much.
No, it's just, here's the thing. You have no choice. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, so you take a chance. Do I do this or do I not? Okay, and the thing is, not being a whore, it's a taping on a Monday and a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this kind of money, the money I was getting was pretty decent money for a Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm going, I waited out, and believe you me, then my wife is really smart when it comes to this kind of shit. Mm-hmm. She really is.
Not marriage, but this kind of shit.
Terrible.
Go ahead. And then the two or three other people said, "Yeah, go ahead, don't stupid not to do it." Whatever. But what's sad is that, I don't get a call to do TV for a year, 2 years, and we need somebody mean and aggressive. That's when I get my
call. Well, Lisa Lampanelli was booked. Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what, though? It is a credit to you because they do know you're good at getting up there and dealing with a crowd. That's why you got the gig. How they edited it and fucked around with it is one thing, but you were picked because people know that.
And they knew you could handle it.
Like I said, as mean as the character was, Rich actually comes across as a decent guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is the magic of editing.
here's what I say. The editing, there was one line, there was two black guys in the audience.
I thought you had rules against that.
What's that?
I thought you had rules against that.
That's here. Confusing everybody.
Sorry.
So I said to them, they took out some really good lines. I said to them, "Do you have girlfriends?" And two black guys said, "No." I go, "Well, there's two fatties here with blonde." I go, "Isn't that like in lotto for you?"
You know the letters ABC would have gotten if you left that in?
That's
fucking hell.
Oh, that's great.
That's like hitting
lotto. I really smashed, And then they took out two when the old guy was with the young girl. I yelled to the audience. I go, "Really? If that was your kid, huh? Would you be so fucking pro this audience member? If that was your daughter, banging some 80-year-old, you know what I mean?
I got very upset with that.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Rich. Were you invited over to the house when Anthony met the girlfriend's parents? Were you talking his parents there?
I was very upset at that part.
Anthony almost didn't have you call in because he was so upset by that. Yeah. Making a stand there.
Jeez. I know. But it does show it's totally. Once they, you know, you can't do crowd work without them going back, you know, coming back at you.
No, no, you're just an asshole. You're just beating a baby seal if it's like that.
Yes.
Well, that's fun.
Oh, Rich, that's terrible. No.
Oh, my goodness. Anthony's the hole.
He's got a... besides Joe Curry, who I somehow really like and widely respect for, I don't know why.
Wow.
Maybe he's the kind of guy that just keeps doing it, knowing
that it's never going to go anywhere.
But, he's a good guy. He really is one of my, this other guy, I don't know, but you both are pretty good at doing this internet radio thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Maybe someday.
Really, because I give a shit about you. Really? Well, don't thank you. Shut up. Eventually you have something to put on your resume. Rich Voss likes me.
There's a resume stuffer.
There you go.
Are you watching the show? They're wearing t-shirts that say that right now.
Let's rip off these compound t-shirts and put on the Voss one.
Why wasn't I getting tweets today that said RIP, Opie and Anthony, or Rich Voss or something?
Oh, there was a guy in, I think it was Arizona maybe. I got the place wrong. But his name was Rich Voss. He's a teacher and a phys ed teacher also. And he was killed by getting hit by a tractor trailer. So we played the clip, and it was kind of haunting to hear the news person go, and Rich Voss was killed today in a tractor trailer. And of course, Jimmy's just like, oh, I've waited years to hear that.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it was, and then we were realizing how it was bizarro Rich. It was complete opposite of Rich, because this guy was smart, he was a teacher, he cared about people.
So we lost the good Rich Voss today.
Yes. Yeah,
we do have a cure for that.
Well, you know how sometimes you wonder how people would talk about you after you're dead? Now you know.
Yeah. It was a big goof, is what it was.
That's funny.
It was creepy to hear, though.
This would be a much better get if Rich Voss was dead, and he'd be calling from the
beyond.
We got an exclusive with the ghost.
Boss, that's not nice.
I didn't say I was going to kill him.
If
I know I'm dying, for some disease, I'm going to make my last set, and I'm going to have him at my funeral, just pop me up. Dead man.
See pallbearers walking out offended. Do you need an MC?
Will never die.
Right, yes.
So where are you from? Holy shit, is it hot here? Right. It's the fucking Shecky, the comic that will never die.
How about that rigor mortis, huh?
That's actually a great idea. That's a great fucking idea.
Listen, November 10th, I know Anthony's not going to our premiere. Uh-huh. Well, a sneak, it's not a premiere, it's a sneak peek, we're calling it, of our movie at Caroline's.
Oh.
November 10th at 1 o'clock during the New York Comedy Festival.
What's the name of the movie?
And, what's that?
What's the name of the movie?
Women Aren't Funny. Mm-hmm.
That's his documentary about women comics. Bonnie's in
Rich,
it.
Rich
they
was telling,
did a great job. They did a great job.
Rich was
it,
telling so, me about so, this last yeah, year yeah. when we worked together, although he doesn't remember. It's shocking.
Where did we work? Tell me where
we worked together at Foxwoods. You, me, and Eric McMahon.
Where at?
Foxwoods. You, me, and Eric McMahon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was the highlight of my year, too.
They put me in Foxwoods on 4th of July weekend.
Yes,
first of all, on 4th of July weekend, you don't use black comics because black people don't go to the beach. So most smart comedy clubs use black comics on 4th of July weekend. So they put me in 4th of July weekend in the comedy club. But across the hall in the big room, they put Tracy Morgan. Both rooms.
You and I went down to watch him in between our shows.
No, after the show, I went and hung out.
No, in between of our show.
We went for a few, and then we hung out at the after party. That was right after his controversy.
Yep.
You know, I'm sitting with him, and he's sitting there going, they made me apologize. I go, Tracy, really? You really think we people in the fucking South Bronx really believed you were sorry. Shut up. They made you apologize. You know, really, who made you apologize? Your fucking money manager? So they put me in this fucking, the place was empty. It was horrible all weekend there. Wasn't it pretty fucking dead and horrible?
It was
there?
Oh, really?
It was fine. I mean, we had a good time with the show. Some of the shows were late, but, you know, what are you going to do? It was fine.
What are you going to do? Go over to Mohegan Sun and do one show and have 350 people.
Yeah. Well, I was actually supposed to open for you in Mohegan Sun, but the booker got a little pissed off at me because I dared to work for another club someplace and kicked me off the show.
Damn you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I remember that. I saw you after this. Didn't we talk about you somewhere else?
We might have.
Yeah, I kind of remember now.
I'm glad I'm coming back to your memory. Motherfucker responds to my Facebook, but he don't remember who the hell I am.
Hey, Rich, where are you doing the screening? On the 10th?
Caroline's.
At Caroline's?
On the Saturday, November 10th.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm in L.A. on the 10th of November. I'm taping something for Ashton Kutcher's new show. That's right.
He's got a new show?
Well, he's producer of a new show, yeah.
Yeah. It's, really?
Oh, it's pretty much fucking 2012's version of Candid Camera, all right? Get excited.
What are they walking with you in, like, a 15-year-old?
That would be called Reality Camera.
Reality TV, finally. Catch a Predator? I think they did that already.
That's funny. After we did this, what would you do? As the people were walking out, the club was charging them for their, you know, their bill, for their beer.
Oh my God.
Bonnie's going, this is ABC. Bonnie's going, why don't they do a show on what would you do when you go see a TV taping and they make you pay for your
Wow.
Bonnie had the line of the night and she wasn't even on.
Yeah. What a fucking bunch of skin.
How does ABC not pick up the tab for that?
Really?
I know. Well, I don't know.
Lawyers.
I'm not bad mouthing ABC. I'm bad mouthing.
No, you hope to get on again. Not you.
No, that John Quinones seems really nice.
Are you kidding me? My pal John, whatever. I don't even know the host's name. I can be at odds for my wife, too.
Come on, Rich. Come on, Rich Dish. He seems like a really nice guy. He's really a big prick, isn't he?
What's that?
I said, you have to Dish. He seems like a really nice guy. He's really a big prick, isn't he?
Oh, John?
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you the truth. He was nice before and after tapings. You know, he's a news guy, so he really knows how to talk to people. You know, I mean, that's what
he does. Pick up any tips?
You know, I don't know if he was behind closed doors, what he's like.
Right.
But he knows how to carry himself throughout the night because, you know, he's been in every situation from, you know, hostage taking to, you know, my horrible act. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of dicks in this business. In every business, what are you talking about? So, anywhere you work, there's either nice people or sticks.
Oh, no, absolutely. I was just teasing. I didn't think he was
sitting across from a dick right now.
That's what I was just saying.
So you can keep using the compound.
Fly him with beer and underage hookers.
That's it.
Keep him happy. That pays the rent.
Is girl talking? Is she part of your show or a friend of theirs? Like,
she's part of our show.
She's part of our show.
No, I'm the only one. Yeah, Rich, I'm the only one that actually is just sitting in on their show. This is all their show. Yes.
Let me tell you, this is going on my resume.
As well as should. As well as should. Wait till we edit this.
I wanted so bad, never do another fucking podcast.
Aren't you doing a podcast? Aren't you doing
it? Start a podcast with Bonnie. It's exactly. Fucking great. Yeah.
And he bought two new mics.
You know, here's the funny, Rich says he's never doing a podcast. Here's the fucking funny thing. When we were hanging out in the green room with Foxes, he goes, these fucking guys call me up, they want me to do their podcast, I'm not doing their podcast. A year later, Rich, you want to do my podcast?
Rich and Bonnie are great. It's such a cool insight into married people's lives. It's she just relentlessly rails on him, and he comes off as the complete idiot. And that's every marriage.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, we had, I don't know, I don't want to get into the podcast and guys and the disrespect, but she just doesn't get, she's not street. She has no street. She has no idea.
Oh, and she's never sucked cock for crack like you? Jesus.
Wow.
Okay, and now I do it for pleasure. But the thing is, you know, listen, back in the day, we had a big fight over this guy that made her face for this and that. Bill, okay, guys have motive. Guys just want to get some pussy. And she thinks, maybe they're just being nice.
Oh,
you know, people are being nice. They're being nice with a fucking motive.
Exactly.
That's what they have.
Rich, these girls don't understand that. You're absolutely right. If a guy's being nice to a girl, he wants to fuck her, period. That's it. Oh, period.
He wants to fuck her, period. What are you talking about? You fucking freak.
Strike that. I love the bed looking like Lizzie Borden's parents' bed. let me do another 200-year-old joke.
I thought you were doing it for Joe. I got it.
Yeah.
So, you know what? And I can't fight with her. She goes, oh, so a guy can't hold me just because she thinks I'm funny. Yeah, he might think you're funny because you are funny. But still, the bottom line is,
yes,
dude want pussy. That's
exactly.
It's
like, oh.
Well, I don't even want dudes as friends, more or less a girl as a fucking friend.
Girls don't realize, like, yes, he could think you're funny. He could actually want to help you out. He could, you know, all the things they're thinking. But the underlying thing is he wants to fuck you, and that's it. It has nothing to do. Don't take it as an insult that you're not funny. Yeah. You don't deserve the help. No, that's in there too. But the biggest thing
is
he wants to do is stick his dick in you. Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
That's it.
I'm sitting in a room full of guys.
Yes.
You're all nice to me. Should I run?
Oh,
or,
right.
Come on.
No,
come on.
Don't put yourself up on that pedestal here.
But that's what I'm
you're
saying.
You're way too old to be in this joint.
But that's
great. Fucking great.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not the same in every case.
You were grandfathered in.
Sorry, Nana.
No, you're sorry, Nana.
So here's the bottom line.
You're talking about young chicks.
And not to Anthony, because, I mean, although Anthony's the only one. Anthony and Joe are the only ones I respect yet.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm only kidding.
No, he's not.
Would any of you guys done what I did, done that show or not done it?
I would have done it, absolutely.
It's your overall conclusion, I was right or wrong to do it.
You're right.
Listen, man, you gotta take the paycheck. I mean, none of us are in the position where we can pick and choose everything we want to do.
But you're not bending over for the paycheck. It was a good gig.
It was a good gig. It's network TV.
You're up there. You're you know, people were watching it, obviously, and going, holy shit, this guy's funny. It's not like, the people that would be offended by that wouldn't come and see you anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's not like you lost out to a Chinese kid, with no talent. It's not like you did that.
Do you tip that fan well when he comes and delivers your food?
Did that guy say, he just said it's not like I lost down to a Chinese kid? just I'm really not listening anymore. But here's the thing. 10 years ago, let it go.
I have you, last comic season, 96.
Okay, when I was taping that show, you were fucking trying to get hand jobs. Behind the bleachers at some high school, probably.
First of all, fuck you. I was getting hand jobs behind the bleachers.
Anthony was doing radio.
That's
so
funny. Anyhow, look, at November 10th, get some people.
Yes.
Yes.
Comics industry, get in free. If you're a comic, or, you know, it's 1 o'clock. It's fucking, the movie is funny. It's really funny. Opie and Anthony are throughout the movie. They kind of hold it together. We just threw Adam Carolla in. There's major comics in this throughout this movie. Patrice is really good in the movie. Shane actually passed away, and I'm using his name. I could say Chris Rock, you don't remember, but
I'm
just saying Chris, whatever. This is something that, that I'm glad that we got here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because his opinion, he was a very opinionated person.
Right.
And he's funny when he gives his opinion. So, November 10th, and, you know, I think the list goes on and on of the comics in this movie, you know, from, you know, like I said, from Chris, Dane, Sarah, Wanda, fucking Rosie, Rita, all of them. Everyone's in this fucking movie. In alternative comics, like Liam Black, Andy Kimmler, fucking Maria Bamford, Joy Behar, just fucking
go out and
really
see it,
funny.
People.
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, sounds good.
Hey, Rich, if we can't make it there, where can we download it, or will it be distributed, or where can we find it after that?
No, we're just gonna show it there once, and then forget the rest of the project and just eat $200,000.
Smart ass.
Joe tries to fucking set him up. I'm not asking you who are you. I'm asking where is it going to be.
I'll probably have my car. I'll probably be showing it on a blanket next to some African in New York who's selling watches, okay, on Broadway. I don't know, we're going to either sell it to a, you know, Smartest. A network, you know, cable or movies on demand. We already have a deal, you know, an offer for movies on demand.
Right, right.
Maybe we'll get it distributed. We don't know what we're going to do with it. We're,
right.
You know, we have different options. So
cool.
Once Go the ahead. Movie's done in a week or so, it's right now getting color correction. And
being
are they
going to
get
Patrice White? What do you mean color correction?
Now that's okay. correct. Yeah.
So, and we'll see where we go from there. You know, it's not like I sell a movie all the time. But all they know is once Bonnie's career just completely take off and me's still in these fucking shit clubs. Okay?
All right, man.
All right, all right.
Well, thank you, Rich. Thanks for calling in.
Tell Bonnie said we said hello. Kiss the baby.
One other thing.
Yes, sir.
I young up. One more thing.
Is that his big move?
The show thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. I thought Rich did a great job of explaining
yeah.
everything that went on.
Yeah, yeah. And I would, you know, I would have done that.
Well, we have no choice. I mean, network TV's coming. I mean, we're in a little bit of a different position.
That's like you, dude. That's like you saying Mission Impossible. I'd have done that movie. I'd have done that.
That's like you agreeing to play keyboards at McClinton. What other choices do you have? You do it.
Not many. I don't even know if I have that choice.
Look into the compound, Les, and enjoy it.
Oh, hi everyone. Ouch.
Hi, big moment.
Oh. All right, Danny's here. I'm going back to the bar.
All right. Well, thank
yeah,
you. We'll be joining you momentarily.
All right.
Come on.
All right. Let's see. We got a few more minutes. Let's not do the scammers tonight.
Okay.
Let's blow that off because there's not that much to do. Unless Joe, you have something earth shattering.
No, nothing. She did not get back to me.
Let's not do that because you know a lot.
With the Chinese.
We'll do the scammer shit on Tuesday. You want to do the let's do the customer not happy about me at McDonald's. You want to do that?
Yeah. Why don't we? Sure. It kind of fits into what we've been talking about.
The same with Rich Ross? What are you fucking talking about?
No, people that should just, you know.
All right, let's set it up.
Okay.
All right. We don't have a video clip on this, do we?
No, we don't.
Okay. This, what happened was, this was last week, somebody went into a McDonald's with their kids, and on the television was Fox News, and I guess it was something about the war. And so the guy comes in, when he's got his camera going, of course, yuck. Guy goes to the owner, hey, can you shut it off? My kids are there. The guy's sitting there eating a Big Mac, big fat guy watching TV.
Yeah.
Can you shut it off? And the owner of the McDonald's is like, no, I like this. I want to watch the Fox News. And the guy's like, well, you know, I got kids, blah, 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 fine. I'm going to send it to Huffington Post.
Yeah.
He sent it to Huffington Post.
Yeah, fine. Have your kids face the other fucking direction.
All right. I mean, I don't – should I'm the only parent here, but I mean, should a parent have the expectation – that there will be nonviolent programming, like on a television at McDonald's?
It's a news program.
I know, but think about
McDonald's. Show the weather, too.
McDonald's caters to kids and other people that are going to die soon. I mean, shouldn't there be some – I mean, can't you say, you know, I'm a parent. You have the whole playground there, which is catered to the kids. Shouldn't it be like cartoons, at the very least sports or something? I mean, even with MSNBC or CNN. I mean, can't you make the argument that it should be kind of be a little bit more kid-friendly?
No. It's a fast food restaurant. It's not, you know.
But it's geared to kids. You got the clown. You got the grimace and everything. McDonald's makes their money off parents that take their kids there. That's where McDonald's makes their money.
So let me ask you a question: is it worse enough to show CNN on TV or have these parents feed their kids some of the most non-nutritious shit you could ever find?
Well, now you're making an argument against McDonald's, and even though I'm a stock owner and done very well
with
that,
right? You know, so listen, don't want to watch the war, but you eat this Happy Meal that's got enough calories
now
to kill over
thing.
A horse.
The franchise, McDonald's, the big corporation McDonald's, says the franchise owners can have whatever they want on there.
Right.
But keep in mind, this is a organization that regulates everything. How much salt are on the fries, the consistency of the shake. They regulate everything. You can't just open up a store and slap McDonald's on it and say, here you go. There's like regulations. I'm thinking the corporation should be saying, listen, we don't want this stuff on. We're trying to have a family-friendly thing. And again, it's not a Fox News thing. I don't care that it was Fox News.
What about somebody that comes in and wants to sit down and watch a little news with their meal? I mean, it's not like it was a horrible movie. It's the news. These kids are going to see this, whether they're at McDonald's.
Call RC. Just hold on 1 second.
You
know, Joe to finish his point.
You know, they're gonna watch this, whether they're home or not. My God, I can imagine the kids are what the kids are watching when the parents aren't even around.
Yeah. All right, let's see what the caller says. It was for us hanging up again.
Thank you.
No, listen. I don't think the franchise. I think the franchise owner made a poor business decision.
Yes.
You know what? If that's my McDonald's and somebody, and I'm the only one watching the stupid thing, and he wants me to change the channel, I'm going to change the channel. He wants SpongeBob, whatever. I don't give a shit. But under the parameters that he was under, he was in his right
to keep on Fox News.
Yeah.
But it's
another form of censorship. People deciding.
It's not censorship, Joe.
People decide.
It's a customer. And the customer's always right, theoretically.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's a bad business decision. I think maybe McDonald's should look at the policy. But as far as the franchise owner, bad businessman. Maybe not the job creator we were hoping he was going to be. but well within his right to do what he did. Sit there like a lummox and eat his fucking awful food.
Yes.
I don't mean awful. I still need that stock to go up.
Yes.
No, I think that the franchise owner, even though I think it was poor decision, is completely within his rights to play whatever he wants on the television.
Now, I do have to say this as a parent, because you know I make sure my kid's six. I'm very focused on what she wants. Like she doesn't even get to watch SpongeBob unless she asks for permission. If I knew there was and we don't take her to fast food restaurants very often, but if I knew there was a place that we frequented, but they always had stuff on the television that I deemed inappropriate,
right?
I would go someplace else.
That's your choice as a parent.
Yeah, that's the ultimate move. But again, as a business owner, he can do it. Just a stupid thing to do.
This is capitalism as its best.
And he's failing.
You make the choice. You, as the seller, make the choice how you're going to present your product, how you're going to present the environment in your restaurant, and the consumer decides that they don't like the environment and they go someplace else. Yeah. That's how it works.
Now, do you guys agree with me that maybe the McDonald's, the corporation, should revisit this since they regulate everything else?
They probably should.
Okay.
You know, they probably might take a look at it and decide what they want to do. If it's a problem, if this is just one incident, they probably deem it not necessary.
I think that they should work more on that McDonald's in Queens that's showing porn. But
is a McDonald's in Queens showing porn?
No, I just made that up. But
I was going to say show's over.
I was trying to
move for a Big Mac.
Yeah.
I was trying to drive business there. But I'm just saying that, you know, maybe the corporation would want to take another look at it if they found out, you know, from reading this article and whatever, that, you know, there are some places that are perhaps making poor choices, but on what they're going to play on their television. But, you know, they do regulate every single little thing, so it is kind of surprising that they haven't already been there.
But you know,
I'm surprised that they don't have, like, McDonald's TV.
I'm surprised they don't have that. That's
just people dying of an exploded heart
and
a pool of grease.
You know, have their
fucking hamburger with pickpocketing them right before they
have their fake health moment. You know, instead of like having like pictures of the surgeon scooping all the fat out of arteries, instead they're showing. But we do have apple slices. I mean, because that makes it all better.
I'll never forget one time I watched the McDonald's commercial, and McBee was when the hot apple pies came out. So Ronald McDonald's got him, and he's handing him out. He's like, be careful, it's hot. Yeah, I know, clown. Fuck you. I know it's hot. Fuck you, clown. I know it's hot.
You're the one who gets mad at Ronald McDonald.
But it's like,
no, he's not.
Hot. Yeah, fuck you, clown. I know it's hot.
By the way, when Boss was saying how nice you were, I had to do everything to fucking bite Ronald McDonald. He clearly doesn't know you.
A lot of people think I'm nice.
Because they don't spend time with you.
I am a very nice guy. There's people out there that know me. You know I'm a very, very nice guy.
Right. I was thinking about we got a call. Well, maybe somebody said you're a nice guy.
Like Joanne saying, fuck you.
That's his wife.
Get on.
Hey, Cole, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, I'm Jeff from Indiana. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. No, I was just calling because I don't know if you guys remember, but it was about, I think it was about a year ago to this day, I called in. And I called in as like four different characters. I called in from Scott from Brooklyn. I asked about the Bear Jew. And then
so you're
the
coming
Bear
back.
Jew guy?
Yeah. So what's tonight's characters?
Do what?
I said what are tonight's characters?
Tonight's characters? No, it's just me tonight. Oh. I'm boring tonight. I got to work in the morning. I'm just me.
Just being Jeff.
I worked hard. I busted my ass today. I don't have time to be somebody
else. I don't have time for anything else, you know? Just like, you know, before I was drunk, I had to work this the next day, but last time I was just wasted. I called in. I'm like, I'm Scott from New York. How you doing? You think the Bear Jew is real?
Look, he fucking remembers the phone call.
He does.
Do you remember that, though? Do you really remember that?
No, not at all. I have no idea.
I actually do.
I vaguely do, but, you know,
I
stuck a pencil in my ear after that.
Well, you know, I thought it was an epic night myself.
We're glad we had that moment together.
Yes.
Yeah. You changed my life forever.
We tried. Well, thanks for calling in again. Take care. We'll see you in a year.
Take care. Bye.
Bye, Jeff.
It's an annual call.
I actually do remember that. I don't remember all the little bits about it, but I do remember the phrase "bear Jew."
Well, who wouldn't?
I don't remember what it was about, but I do remember that part.
Now, let's say you go into a Best Buy. You walk into a Best Buy.
Are you getting his background topic?
I just want
to... Look at that!
You go into
Where's my Joe?
And they have a whole bunch of TV screens on there.
Yeah.
And they're showing football. Would somebody have the right to tell somebody not to show the football because it's a violent sport and their children, you know...
I guess you could.
You know, where is the line?
Listen, as a customer, you can ask for anything you want. As an owner, you can pretty much do what you want with it. I mean, you can pretty much show whatever you want. I guess if you wanted to show porn and get a bunch of angry people, you could do that.
Well, there's a lot, you know, why don't we?
Or happy people. But also, Joe, here's the problem. If you're looking at TVs, you know there's going to be something on the TV. When you go to McDonald's, you're not thinking, hey, I wonder what they're showing. You're thinking, I want a Happy Meal to shut my kid up.
Yeah, but if they're showing porn, you're going to have a happy ending meal.
Yeah. All right. So, I would say.
Come on.
Can't try again. Remember when we got the call from Jeff?
Yeah, you bastard.
No, I think there's a different expectation. But I tell you what, I was motivated by this. Because I do respect this owner's willing to let money walk out his door because of his devotion to Fox News. You gotta love, say what you want about Fox News, you gotta love that type of devotion.
Yes.
So I was thinking maybe you should have some Fox News inspired choices on the McDonald's menu. So I came up with one, the Fox and Friends Breakfast Special. Enjoy a frap that is as light and airy as the space in the morning show's host's head. Also includes pancakes, bacon, sausage, eggs, and hash browns. Items may be switched at any time to something that is equally bad for you, much like the opinions of the host of Fox and Friends.
Great.
Then we also have the McWright. We cook it, you decide.
That's fucking great, John.
They also have the woman's reproductive rights combo. Oh, that's right, they're out of stock. How about a personhood burger? It became a burger the moment we looked at the cow. Do you want to order from the children's menu? Of course you do, because you no longer have a choice.
The Ann Coulter Adam's apple pie.
Oh, wow. That's so true.
Big chunks of apple, finally a manly dessert.
Then we have the McFox Fair and Balanced Meal. One lean patty. That leans to the right.
And you have the Romney Roaster Chicken Sandwich. Now with 80% less fat. I mean fat.
Oh. Well,
or you want some Ryan Lies? I mean fries?
Well, you can tell who's who in this.
Then you have the McBama. All filler and plenty of cheese.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. I'm sure that burger's going to be cooked well done.
Yeah.
That's going to be Cajun.
That burger's straight from Kenya.
Yeah. That's great.
All right.
Let's go.
We were talking about Mitt Romney. So there's a whole hubbub that broke. I think yesterday it broke. Apparently some video footage of Romney giving a speech to business owners to tell the people that work for them how to vote. Mm-hmm. And that broke today. You got that ready to go, Pip?
Yeah, you'd think, you know?
No, I really wouldn't. I've been here before.
Hold on a second.
All right, we just got to... Yeah, so, like, Romney's basically saying, hey, tell your folks to work for me. It's going to be... to vote for me, it's better for them. So Romney gave a little clip. We're going to show that only because then there's the boss that actually did that, and we want to discuss that.
Which is incredible.
Do you have that?
Come on. One second.
Or we don't need the clip. I can just move along.
No, hold on. I got it.
Need the clip.
Yeah, I mean, I just described it. Do you really want to listen to 2 minutes of Romney? According to the polls, we're going to have State of the Union's addresses to look forward to.
Oh, Jesus. Don't even play.
He's winning.
Here it is.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Right, settle down. You had nothing to do with it.
Here we go. This. What the hell? Oh, okay. No, this is not.
Yes, it is. Hit play, stupid.
This is it? Yes. All right.
Now, you got to put it on my screen.
Very clear.
Put it on my screen.
Employees. Is in the best interest of your enterprise and therefore their job and their future in the upcoming election.
Well, enjoy the sentence.
And whether you agree with President Obama or whatever your political view, I hope you pass those along to your employees. Nothing illegal about you talking to your employees about what you believe is best for the business, because I think that will figure into their election decision, their voting decision. And of course, doing that with your family and your kids as well. I particularly think our young kids, and when I say young, I mean college age and high school age, they need to understand that America runs runs on a
Duncan.
Strong and vibrant business, and that we need more businesses growing and thriving in this country. They need to understand that what the president's doing by borrowing $1 trillion more each year than we spend is running up a credit card that they're going to have to pay off, and that their future is very much in jeopardy by virtue of the policies the president's putting in place. So I need you to get out there and campaign. I would appreciate your help in my effort. We're in a battle together.
Yes, Mr.
If
Robert.
You've got suggestions as to things I should do,
yes, Mr. Robert.
Both in a campaign as well as in a presidency,
I will, Mr. Robert.
I welcome your input. pass them along. I think the easiest way is to do it through the NFIB and have them pass along to me.
Why bring them into?
But if not, just go on our website,
even
send messages
clips,
to me,
and
MittRomney.com. And I'm anxious to make America once again the most attractive place in the world.
Well, we're working on it. We're trying to drop some pounds.
For business, for investment, and for job creators.
Dodge.
My priority is good jobs and a bright future for our kids. So thank you for your help. We're going to win this thing and take America back. All the best to you.
Take it back from who?
I know.
From you and your people.
He sent him all the jobs to China. I don't want to get into this.
Don't worry.
God bless America.
This is to you, Mitt.
Land that I love. Well, 53% of you. 47%, I'm not too fond of.
And it's a good land that you love.
Certainly
it's going to be a better land when Romney gets in. Stand beside her and guide her to whatever.
What is she, a woman who I'm trying to fucking show how I like it? Come here, Florida, you're doing it wrong. All right. So then we have. So that's what Romney said.
Well, can I? Yeah, but
you have any? I mean, I have no problem with him doing it.
He did mention, regardless if it was him or Obama, to point out
he slipped that in. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Well,
yes, Joe.
No, but
he's fair and balanced.
He slipped it in.
He is fair and balanced. So it's a good idea if you work for somebody.
Well, hold on. I want to get into the story. And then we'll discuss it.
The next story?
I want to do
all right,
it.
Good, all right.
But I want to go on the. I have no problem because I guess legally you can do it. I have no problem with what Romney did. I mean, if you can call up business owners and have a little meeting, I got no problem.
Right. Now, before we go through to the next story, what Romney did, what Romney said, what Romney outlined to the boss's discretion. The boss's discretion, what he wants to do. So.
And by boss's discretion, you go, hey, you get this to work for me. I'll fucking take care of you once I'm president.
Well, just to
say, they all do that, though.
His views on the economy and how it affects the
business.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. Vote Rum.
Yes, we get that. A good man. It took time, but you finally got that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, jeez.
A man with that hair, how can
Stand
I say no?
Stand beside her and guide her. He's got beautiful hair.
He certainly
a
does.
Hair of a leader.
Hair of a leader?
That's leadership hair.
I guess you're never going to be president.
Just think, no. Probably not. He's got the same hair as the American Dad. You ever see the American Dad on that show? He's a
You're comparing American him to a cartoon. You're absolutely right. He's full of nonsense and a waste of time. I agree, Joe. We finally agree on Romney. Anyway. And two-dimensional. Joe, glad we had this conversation.
Our next president.
Anyway. Wait, well, according to the polls today, anyway, you might be right. All right, so there actually is at least one business owner who has done this. He went out there and he said, "Listen, before you vote, you might want." I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it could happen if Obama gets in. Some heads might have to roll. Then we might have to cut some jobs. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying it's going to happen. That's pretty much what he said. This is also the man. What's his name? Siegel? Is that
Siegel?
Siegel. Yeah. This is also the man that bragged that he got President Bush elected in 2000 and said, well, it might not have been completely legal, but I'm the guy. First of all,
he said he was personally responsible.
Yes. First of all, right there you should be shipped to China.
Yeah. All right, look, this guy's out of hand.
Yeah,
really?
I'm going to sit here and argue. The guy's out of hand. Number one, he's telling the workers that. Number two, and I personally got, you know, President Bush elected. Really? Really? Did you? You're out of hand.
He went to Florida and punched those chads.
I work for an asshole is what I was saying. You know, you could tell your workers, you know, what makes your business run and how,
or what you think,
think is the opposite word, and your feelings on how it may affect the economy towards the business. You can't go out and tell people.
Well, he sent an email, Joe, which I'm sure you get. He said in the email he was emailing against the one. He was railing against the 1% bashing. Really. Really? That's what you're bitching? You think your guys who are working 9 to 5 and trying to fucking live
trying to make enough money to pay their gas and tolls, no matter who you're going to vote for. You really think they're sympathetic to your problem? Well, they gotta do, I mean, come on. I mean, this guy is just so removed from reality.
By definition, usually the workers do not like the boss. And here's the boss trying to make them feel sorry for him. I've got a lot of money, and I don't like what they're talking about, how I have a lot of money. It's like, really? That was your sympathy play with your worker?
Joe, how would you react if a boss, no matter who the president was, take out the party.
Yeah.
A boss sends you an email basically threatening your job if you don't vote a certain way.
I will vote for whoever the hell I want to.
But there's a lot of people that
won't. You know what, though?
You're going to ask what I want to know.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
You've been bugged.
If you don't vote for Romney, I'm never talking to you. You're never going to work it again. You're going to do this. But you go and vote for Obama. How would I know that you voted for Obama?
No, but here's what – Listen, hold on.
I could say you see me with Romney. How do you know?
You don't know, but you can influence. If somebody's not tuned in to what's going on – and unfortunately, a lot of Americans are not tuned in what's going on, and you are one of the undecided people – this can influence votes. Well, you know what? I really need this job. My boss says heads are going to roll. I guess I better make sure Romney gets in.
You could go as far as saying, you know what? I feel that a Republican, an administration would be more proactive for the business, and hopefully it would grow.
He went too far, though.
He went too far.
That what I just said is my opinion. If I was mentioning it to coworkers, it's my opinion. I'm not telling people how to vote. He went too far.
If somebody did this, would you consider leaving your job?
No. If it's not affecting my job per se right now, I wouldn't leave my job. I'm not going
to
leave my
job. Has any something like this ever happened to any of you guys? Like where you were put pressure to make a decision a certain way because of a boss?
In regards to this?
Not necessarily voting. I don't know. I can't think of another good example. But, you know, like even on a smaller scale, like a city scale or a state scale. I mean, this is pretty out there. But again, he's pretty much doing what Romney said to do, which we agree Romney should be allowed to do.
What Romney said was Romney was giving his opinion.
Yes.
What he was giving a suggestion. He wasn't saying, you tell your people that if you don't vote for me, we're going to be screwed. He was giving his opinion. This guy is kind of alluding to these people losing their job. Now, it's something like this. I don't know if this is a private company or a public company. However, unions will do this.
You're right. Absolutely right. Yeah. You're right. My personal opinion is I don't think any of this, whether it's the boss or a union, I don't think any of this belongs in the workplace.
No, not at all.
You know, if you ask me, get the money out of politics if you're asking me. Give each campaign a certain amount of money. Let's get the fundraising out of it. Because that's what these guys have been doing. They've been traipsing around all the damn country, you know, worrying about fundraising instead of worrying about answering a damn question on a debate. I mean, if you ask me, the whole system's corrupt. And I agree with you about the unions. The unions do it, too.
The unions do it, I believe, the most.
I don't have a percentage, but
I know people that are in unions.
I like unions. I don't like that part of them where they say they pretty much collect all your union dues and say we're going to use this money to vote for this. I don't like that. I think each person should get one vote, and that's the way it should be.
Well, yeah, but a lot of that, and that's just another group that's a special interest group.
I don't think businesses should be allowed to donate to elected officials. I take all the money out of this. The system's broken. Take it all out.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I think most Americans would.
Now, let's go farther with this. Do you think there should be a set limit? Let's say there's a set limit. You guys have $1 million to be raised.
Well, who's setting the limit? What's this a limit for?
For the election.
The government's giving the candidates $1 million, or is that what you're talking about?
I would say
they're setting a limit on how much they can raise.
Yeah, a limit how much they can raise, or if special interest groups contribute.
Actually, Obama was the first one because there was a limit. Obama was the first one, and in the last election goes, you know what, I'm going to use private money. He was the first one who didn't take the government money.
Right.
So, I mean, Obama's, you could argue, is the one who started it.
I don't think he followed through on this election. I think he's taken a lot of private money on this one.
No, I'm saying he took private money on the last one.
Yeah.
I mean, they always take private. Listen, I don't like these lobbyists. Yeah. I don't like these super PACs. I don't like any of this.
Yeah,
no.
Because they do influence what's going on. They do have a big influence.
More and more, they have the influence that Joe Curry, Pippi, like Gavin Rosenblatt, listener, viewer out there does not have. Because more and more, we feel like our vote doesn't matter.
And also, it turns the whole system into only the guys with the money get to run things.
Right.
And these are not the people that represent the middle class or the lower class in many cases. And that's the majority of people.
Right. Now, let's take Ron Paul. If Ron Paul had a bunch of supporters, big supporters, big money supporters behind him, you would be hearing a lot more of Ron Paul.
You're right.
Not to say, I mean,
nah,
he was
not establishment enough.
Well, no, because some of his ideas are damn good. Some of his ideas, he's out of his
mind. No, I'm, right. I don't mean about his ideas. I mean, he's enough anti-establishment where the Republicans are not comfortable with him. So that's what I mean. But not about his ideas. They think he's a wingnut, whatever. There's plenty of wingnuts. Fucking most of these people who speak are damn wingnuts.
Yes.
But he's not the boy that they're shining their light
because
on.
Because they haven't done enough reform on raising money for campaigns, there are probably people that are running for office that have great ideas.
Yeah, there are.
We'll never hear them.
Listen, I don't want to get into a whole political thing. I am a little surprised that we're all on the same page on this.
Yo, you know, just to add to what she said, I do believe there are a lot of people that are highly more qualified than the two people we have now.
I'm sure there are.
Sure.
But
sure there are.
But do not want to get into the bullshit of politics.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's,
well, there's no
that's
money
a shame.
In it.
Well, there's no money in it. Yeah, but it's just the same. But there's somebody, probably people that could really turn this country around. And we're not going to do it. I didn't even know who would want to be the president. I mean,
you got to have a big ego.
I guess so. You can't. You're at work every day. You get waking up in the middle of the night with some major league problem. I don't want to wake up. You know,
and you think working for me?
I don't
want
to get up to take a piss. I got to go figure out what's going on in Libya. I mean, come on.
Joe. Is the music done for the missiles yet?
Yeah. Having Secretary of State.
Have you contacted CNN? Are they going to air our clip?
Secretary of State Davin tell me I have to do something at 10:15 at night.
I like the sound of that. Yes, I think I could have the hair for that. I'll fucking gel the shit out of this to get your vote, Joe.
Joe, don't encourage it. All
right, let's try to end on something a little bit lighter here.
Okay.
Let's do our Drunks in the News. If you cue that music, then get the video up.
Okay.
Do a segment that we like to close on more, but we just haven't done it in a while.
Oh. No, the reason I said that is because it's been a while since we've been here at the compound, and I didn't realize that Drunks in the News is the one that's not in this folder.
All right, never mind the music. Just play the video clip.
Screw the music.
Just play the video clip.
Now it's time for Drunks in the News.
Just play the video
clip. Thank you. I'm trying.
Play the fucking video clip.
Stop saying it. I'll hurt you.
And now we'll wait.
It's fun not being me.
Oh, you know, most of America feels that way. That's the one thing 98% of the people can agree on.
No.
There it is.
Colorado's first group.
I don't know why it's not
been
showing.
We've been a beer pioneer since our start in 1988. Today we carry on that
Okay, it's buffering.
All right, you know what? I will
anyway,
do
it.
While you fuck with, hit pause on that. While you do that,
I
let it buffer.
No,
it's whenever possible, we use the best local ingredients in these rule-breaking beers, especially when those ingredients have a strong regional flavor.
Fried bull testicles or Rocky Mountain oysters are a Colorado favorite. This makes them the perfect ingredient to showcase in a new style of beer we've created, which really pays tribute to one of Colorado's unique culinary rituals.
Winkler Brewing Company's Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout is made with organic Colorado malts, Front Range hops, Rocky Mountain water, and bull testicles from
my favorite.
We're adding the Rocky Mountain oysters whole into the kettle to get the full flavor and nuances into the beer. When making this style of beer, it's important to use the freshest ingredients possible, and these testicles, they're very fresh. We also add the Rocky Mountain oysters to the mash tun to get the full flavor and aroma.
The result of our efforts is a luscious, creamy stout with loads of flavors, everything from roasted barley and coffee to chocolate and nuts.
That's what this is. Making a Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout. It takes a lot of balls.
Really, puns? Really, Mr. Puns?
Well, they're not fucking coming right.
Winkler Brewing Company's Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout. Available April 1st while supplies last.
And now they've actually made that. It was originally a gag.
They have a song.
That was originally a gag, but now they're ordering. You know what? If Benjamin Franklin drank that, if you drank enough of that and you got fucked up, and you had like your Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
Yes.
You got fucked up on your Rocky Oyster Stout. He might say he's cat.
He's Cat?
That's right.
I like that he's one.
Yeah, so apparently you're so drunk you moved into Pip's Horde.
He's Cat. He's multiple cats.
But yeah, you can actually buy this. This is a regional beer. Joe, you're the beer drinker out of the group.
Yes, I am.
Well, you're the drinker out of the group.
Yes, I am.
Would you try this beer?
No!
Really?
No, you know what? Yeah, alright, hold on. If I walked into the bar. No! About 3 hours later, give you guys.
If I
would drink it.
If a 5, because that's your standards, goes up to you, goes, here, try this big boy, you would fucking drink it down. You would be like Rich Voss taking an ABC acceptance deal. Yeah. Absolutely.
If my, what was the girl in,
Sarah.
If my Sarah offered that to me, I would not.
Would you drink it?
What's the most unusual beer you've had? I mean, do you like to try these craft beers?
Yeah, actually, there was a great beer bar in Huntington, and me and my Chris Whiter, my guitar player, went to.
You don't have a guitar player.
Yeah, Chris Whiter.
Yes, Chris.
Your personal guitar player?
Yes,
Chris
he does.
My guitar player.
He keeps him in
the Hangs out in the element?
Yes.
Stay in the car.
Yeah. He's a player of Race Odyssey. He played with McClellan. With Chris.
I know who he is.
All right.
I just like the fact that the keyboardist thinks he has a guitar player.
I have a guitar player.
All right, and that's not the part. Right. Anyway.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
We went to a.
Like a bat.
Great bar in Huntington. Also, we tried all sorts of beers, man. It was really good. So, yeah, you know.
But what was one of them? What was like?
I think the one that would have like the caramely stuff.
Oh, that's not that exotic.
With the hint of mint and shit in there.
Hint
you know?
Of mint.
Yeah,
mint,
you know?
Oh, mint beer.
Ladies, for when you're done blowing a guy.
Yeah.
So you can get that tang out of your mouth.
But there are beers, beers I don't like. Guinness, I don't like Guinness. I don't
know how to what?
Guinness. Love Bass. Stuff.
Hold on.
Love Bass, yeah.
Oh,
love you bass. Are the fucking Irish woman.
Yeah.
Bar warm. I know. I was like, what?
Out of all the horrible things we've said, that's the thing that...
I know. That was the thing. That was the thing that shocked me and hurt my heart.
I like Bass.
I would say this Rocky Mountain Oyster. A beer would not get skunked, it would get spunked.
Oh, we didn't.
I did.
I like the how they go on and on about how it has a creamy head. It's like, Jesus, please.
They want to beat you over the head with it.
And that nutty flavor. Of course it does.
Pip, have you ever had an odd beer? You're a drinker.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, I am. I would rock. Yes, sir.
Well, that was a little too enthusiastic, but I am Irish and German, so it's like Oktoberfest every day.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there are any unusual beers. Not really. I mean, you know, I don't even really particularly like the Sam Adams when they come out with some kind of flavored beers for seasons.
Well, you're not a patriot.
I guess not. But, you know, when they put, okay, we're going to throw cranberries in it. No, 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 stop that.
I like the Sam Adams church ass beer flavor that they
sold
for a very short time years ago.
Wait, hold the phone. What is church ass?
You'll have to ask the master of the compound.
Church ass beer.
Church ass. Remember beer. The Sex for Sam?
Oh,
right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Not with this group, but anyway. Okay.
That's fine, church.
I do like the idea of regional beers, though. I do like the idea. Like, I thought maybe a New York City homeless hops beer.
is that a one-footed homeless?
Yes. It's actually a thick beer, like Guinness, so Joe wouldn't like it, mixed with barley, urine, Thunderbird, other beers, Crushed Dreams, and a partially eaten Big Mac. There is a warning, though, that if you drink too much of this beer, you could wind up like the beer's namesake.
Oh, it sounds delightful. What an aftertaste.
I don't know what could go wrong with that at all.
I like the Newark Brown Stout, a deep brown brew made with sludge and despair.
Oh! My favorite.
Oh, but I do really like East River Ale. It's full of body. I mean, bodies. Body! Body! Mm.
The Katrina Kiss Beer from New Orleans. It's a very dark beer mixed with extra seawater. You can't buy this beer in a pub, and it is exclusively found in FEMA trailers throughout the region.
I like Fire Island Cream Ale.
Oh!
A light affair that starts flat and gets hard and shoots a creamy aftertaste.
I like how you have your beer actually doing verbs. It like shoots an aftertaste.
Hold on.
I need some Rocky Mountain Oyster beer for that.
In the chat room, Opie is the funny one. That's a screen name. That's not my opinion. you would enjoy the Fire Island Ale, I'm thinking? Based on the conversation going on in the chat, oh my god.
What?
I'll tell you later.
That good, huh?
No, it's that bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Where is this, the chat room?
No, it's... Oh god.
Is it something you can repeat?
He has been going on about shooting his load the whole time. So
well,
that's
he's very excited.
He is. He's excited. Yeah, he's excited about the show.
Can't
so,
help. Can't hurt.
I also think that we should investigate the Ulster County Cow Pie Dark Beer. Fresh as the day was brewed. Mm-mm.
The Chernobyl Burn Beer.
Oh.
This beer has an amber glow to it. There's
course.
A delicate mixture of hair, fingernails, oh. eyelashes, and a generous portion of cancer cells.
Okay, I'm gonna throw up.
Unfortunately, you have this. Unfortunately, once you have this beer, you must spend eternity in this bar. Now, it's an extremely regional beer that, until a little over a year ago, was only found in Russia. Now, of course, last year they opened up a second brewery in Japan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, to jump, but that goes along with my Indian Head Point Pilsner.
Ah,
for those who like their beer warm, as in radioactive.
I like Penn State Reserve, a special recipe known by few, but not shared, except under indictment. This brew will take you from behind and make you look the other way.
Oh! Oh. Wow, these are wrong in so many different ways.
All right, kids, you know what? This has been a blast.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are going, I don't know when we're going to be back at the comment. We could theoretically be here Tuesday. Either way, we're going to be doing another show Tuesday, a longer show. Go to check out our affiliates. Go to davincomedy.com, find out where we're going to be on Tuesday. I want to thank some people who made this show possible. Of course, thank you to Anthony for having us here, as always.
Thank you, Anthony.
We'd like to thank Success Martial Arts. And
stop that.
Compound Joe. Okay. Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, kids are in school. They have an after-school program, which is great. So call them up and ask them about that. The number is 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. Here's an extra thing. They actually do chill. You can actually have a karate party. My daughter's going to have her party there this Saturday. So they
kick ass.
Absolutely. We'd also like to thank Luca Trotteria and Pizzeria. Yeah. Luca Trotteria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza and Italian food in the Lower Hudson Valley. All of their food is made with the freshest ingredients by hand. Luca Trotteria is the place to go, whether you want to slice or have them cater your next special event. They're actually catering my kid's party. They got really good pizza. So
get everything free.
Listen, man, I got to get... I'm not getting it free.
This is also sponsored by Cheap Jew.
No.
Cheap Jew.
No. Everything you said. You're an asshole. You're an asshole. I'm paying them. You know, listen, they're great.
My kid is a really bad... Well, you know.
No, I'm paying them, you know, as a thank you for the... Because of them, they allow me to tolerate you.
Yes. Good point.
So
keep reading.
Yeah, you stupid. Luke, really, boss respects you? Take that on the curb and run with it. So give them a call at 845-986-2002 or find out about their weekly gourmet specials on their website at lucapizzawarwick.com. Make sure you mention Davin's Den for a free fountain soda to go. Also want to thank James Thomas Web Design.
James Thomas Web Design.
Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression, then James Thomas Web Design is the company for you. Check them out at jamesthomaswebdesign.com and let them know Davin's Den sent you.
We sent you.
For a special discount. Side Splitting Productions, holiday season's coming up. If you need a comic, a DJ, murder mystery, anything, a celebrity impersonator.
Santa Claus.
Check out Santa Claus.
Yes.
Check them out at sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, where can people hear this? Who's carrying us?
Well, sorry.
You've come unprepared.
No,
we would like to. We would like to thank Wicked Radio. WKADRadio.com for carrying us live tonight, our normal night. Is Tuesday nights on Wicked. They carry the first half of the show, but they're carrying us tonight. We are also live. Tell me when you got it, Pip.
I got it.
All right, with Levy Land.
Okay, well, we're live on Levy Land, and normally on Tuesdays we're live on Clutch and Wiggle, and, of course, Wicked is carrying us, WKAD Radio, thank you. And you've been watching it on Ustream.
Ustream.
You're an asshole. You know what?
There's only one way she could fuck it up, and she did.
No, you know what?
The C2S is stupid.
No, actually.
So it's you. C2S's? No, if it was us stream.
I know, and I keep reading it that way in my head, I finally said it out loud.
I have nowhere to turn to get this right.
No, it's ustream.tv/channel/live from the compound. You can
ustream.com, isn't it?
Sorry?
Ustream.com.
No.
Okay. All
right. No, it's Ustream.tv.
Okay. Carry on.
Okay. You can download our show tonight, and on will be archived on Ustream.tv. The address I gave.
Google Ustreams live from the compound.
That's right. But you can also download the rest of our shows on Stitcher.com, iTunes, on DavinComedy.com, Wicked Radio, and More Like Radio, and the Android app.
Yes, we got the QR on the website. Joe, which two shows would we like to give any shout-outs to tonight?
We got the Hooter and Greenway show. The Hooter and Greenway show started 16 years ago when two teenage boys met in high school. Join them every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on morelikeradio.com as they bring you the worst in society and the best in entertainment. Also, the Mick Thomas Show. Join my pals Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseith for a great time. You can catch them on soundcloud.com/MickThomasShow-1.
We are also on replays on various other internet radio stations, including tomorrow night on More Like Radio. So you can go to davincomedy.com, see when we're on replay. Pip, does Mr. Helix have anything going on this weekend?
No, he doesn't have any shows right now.
Joe, where are you on Friday?
Yes,
do you know?
Yes, I know tonight. I found out.
Joe didn't know where
the hell I was
going to
be, but I found out. I will be at Silvio's Italian Villa in Warwick, New York tomorrow. 9 o'clock show will be me, Bobby Gonzo, and I forgot who else. But
perfect,
but very funny.
But Joe's going to be there.
But I'm going to be there. Phone number 845-987-1500 for reservations. 9 o'clock show, Silvio's Italian Villa at Warwick, New York.
Pip, hit the music.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll wait.
There you go.
Hey, guys, thank you for checking out. Thanks for calling.
So much.
Thank you to Rich Voss. Go check him out. Go check out his movie. November 10th at Caroline's, 1 p.m. November 10th, Caroline's. We want to thank Rich for calling in. Hey, guys, thanks for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. We are out of here.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for hanging in the chat.